Hey guys, it's Psychology Babe, and today we're going to talk about consistency in love. You know, being consistent with a person so that they know that they're safe, they know that they can trust you. You know, being consistent in love means, you know, you don't switch up on the person. You don't, you know, from day to day, you're not wishy-washy, and one minute you love them, the next minute you don't. One minute you want to be with them, the next minute you need all of this space. And, you know, I know there's a lot going on right now with narcissistic relationships and toxic relationships, and people, you know, these relationships are so draining. Like, they're literally just draining people. But I think a lot of people are waking up to that fact, which is a good thing. And, you know, people want consistency. You know, I'm just tired of, and I'm sure everyone is, you know, you're tired of all of these relationships with, you know, you don't know what's going on, or people are saying, well, I'm not ready for a relationship, but they want all of the relationship benefits and just different things. People toying with people, playing with people's feelings while also outside having all of these other relationships going on with other people behind their back and all of this stuff. I mean, it's too much. I mean, it really is. It's so emotionally draining. It really is. And if you don't want to be in a relationship with someone, then don't. But don't play games with them. And don't let people commit to you and be all in with you, and you are out here dating 4 and 5 different people and telling all of them the same things, because you are really wasting people's time. I mean, you really are. And you know what you're doing. I mean, you know that you're not ready to be committed to these people, but you're trying to make people believe that. And there will be people who really will waste people's time because they will keep them hanging on. They will say, oh, I want the same things you want. I want to get married. I want us to get a place. I want to have kids. I want to do all of these things. But if you notice that none of those things ever come to fruition, you know, they never come to pass because the person really has no plan to do them. They just have to tell you that to keep you there. Mm-hmm. So I think consistency is very, very important in a relationship. You've got to be consistent so that the person knows, you know, and they can trust, you know, because in these toxic relationships, people start to question themselves. They start to question what they believe and how they feel. And is it real? Or am I just, you know, you put this person through so much mental anguish. And sometimes that mental anguish turns into physical anguish. You know, people have all kinds of problems and they're upset and they don't feel well and they can't eat and they have headaches. You know, it's not a game. And I think too many people really just look at love like that. It's like, you know, I'm just going to get whatever I can out of people and then I'm just going to discard them. I'm just going to be done. But you don't understand the damage that you are leaving behind in your wake. And my thing is, the other day, you know, I posted something about on my IG about, you know, relationships and how I think it said something like their betrayal deserves your silence. And the person was like, well, you know, sometimes when people betray people, it's because they've suffered through something, you know, when they were younger in their childhood. And the best thing to do is just to try to help them and, you know, going on and on about. And I get it. I get the compassion. I get that you want to help people. We all do. But my answer to that person was, but this is the thing. You have to want to heal. That person has to want to. And people can't use the excuse that, well, I have all of this trauma and things that happened to me, and so I'm going to take that out on you. There are a lot of people that have been through things and they do not go around hurting other people. See, what people have to understand is that you get to choose how you're going to show up in this life. You get to choose what kind of person you're going to be. Now, everyone has been through something, but not everyone goes around and hurts other people and takes it out on them. And then the thing is that if you know that you have these issues, or you know that, you know, you can't fully love people the way that they need to be loved, then you need to go deal with that. You really do. And the thing about it is, a lot of people don't want help, because truthfully, some people enjoy doing this kind of, you know, they enjoy this stuff. But see, then when they lose the person, or the person doesn't want to come back, that's when you want everyone to feel sorry for you. And that's not fair. But see, that mindset, that's what keeps people trapped, you know, with the person saying, oh, well, you know, we shouldn't just, you know, it's kind of like throwing the person away, and you should try to, because maybe there's things that happen to them to make them that way. Of course there is. Of course there is. There probably is. But the key is that they have to talk about it. They have to get it out and they have to heal from it so that you don't keep going around hurting people and destroying other people. Because let's make this clear, okay? You're not just hurting people. People have to understand a lot of these narcissistic and really toxic relationships are destroying people. They are causing people to second guess themselves. They can't think straight anymore. They don't even trust their own thinking. They are just distraught. They can't eat. They can't function. They can't work. They can't, sometimes they can't take care of their kids. They can't do whatever, you know, because you're in so much turmoil from this relationship. So it's a lot more dangerous than people think. It's a lot more detrimental than people think. This is not just a normal relationship when you are doing this kind of damage to people. And, you know, a lot of times I like to look at different videos of people who have been diagnosed as a narcissist as well. And, you know, you hear them talking about some of the reasons that they do the things that they do. And I get it. I completely understand. You know, they created this person, this character, this person who wanted to protect themselves. And it was like, because they got hurt in whatever way that was, it's like, I have to create this identity that is safe. And that is, and that comes out as this arrogant person who doesn't really care about other people. Just, it's just about what makes them feel good because no one really took care of them when they were younger or whatever happened to them. And I get all of that, but you have to understand that you are doing serious, serious damage. And this is not a joke. And so people need real love. They want real love, consistent love that is even keel, where you are not constantly on an elevator, up, down, up, down. You know, you're not constantly on this roller coaster ride of just, you know, one day you're happy, the next day you're all, you know, crying because you don't know what happened or you don't know why the person's upset or whatever. And, you know, then they leave and they ghost you and they stay gone for months or weeks or whatever it is. And then they come back. And, you know, in the meantime, they're all seeing this other person. You don't get to do that to people. You don't. And it's really, really cruel. And until you really realize that and you realize all of the damage, you know, that you've done, you know, I've seen some of these guys who have gotten help and treatment, you know, and that's what they talk about. They were just, they're so sad that they damaged all of these people. Now that they've been through therapy, you know, I mean, of course, you know, you feel bad because you caused all of this destruction, but at the time that you're doing it, you don't care. And I mean, and that's what they say, you know, they don't care. It's all about them. They need the attention. But you are constantly destroying everyone's life and you are having people put their lives on hold because they're believing what you're saying. And if the person continues to let you do it, you will do it forever. They will do it for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, you know, when you have no intention on coming through with the things that you are saying. So we need consistent love. We need more of that in the world. You know, all of these narcissistic and toxic relationships, I mean, it's causing so much damage. And truthfully, you know, we have just all been through so much in these past 3 years. I mean, the world has changed so much. But I will tell you, you know, that people are just waking up to the fact that, look, I don't want this. This is not what I want. And I'm glad. I mean, happy. Because when you start to understand that, you don't have to accept this treatment, that there is better and more out there. You just have to get to a place where you really do the work on yourself, where you love yourself enough to choose yourself. Like if it is between you and them, you have to get to a place where you choose yourself because they're not choosing you. That's what they're doing. They're choosing themselves. They are being selfish and choosing themselves. They could care less about you because guess what? There's always someone there to replace you or to take your place. But see, you know, as I've said many times though, you know, you can replace people. It doesn't mean that you can replace the energy though. Everyone is not the same. Everyone doesn't have the same energy. So you can go replace people all you want. But it doesn't mean that they're going to be the good person, the kind-hearted person that you dogged out and treated with so much, you know, disdain and just treated them like they were nothing. You know, so you go get this person because some people are all about looks. And I'm not, you know, I'm not dogging anything. I'm not trying to say there's anything wrong with liking attractive people or wanting to be with someone attractive or whatever. But if you are basing everything on that, you are going to be sadly disappointed because everything that looks good is not good. It's not. And you need to think more of who is this person really? How does this person treat me? How do I feel when I'm with this person? Like, you know, am I happy? Do I feel safe? Do I feel at peace? Do I feel, you need to look at all of those things. You cannot just look at the outside of someone and what their appearance looks like. But some people are still stuck in that. And it's about, you know, what do my friends think or what are they going to say? Because so many people live their lives based on what their friends and other people think. And so you want people to think, oh, I'm the big man. Because, you know, I've got this girl or this guy who looks this certain way. And trust and believe, that will actually keep you in relationships that you should get out of. People are with someone who looks nice or who is attractive. And you don't want to let them go just because you're like, oh, they're so handsome or she's so beautiful or whatever. But yet you're miserable in the relationship. And in your mind, you don't want anyone else to have them. You see what I'm saying? It's so crazy. So you're willing to stay in a relationship and suffer that you're not even really happy in just because of the way the person looks. And you want people to think like, oh, man, they've got this great looking person. Look at their person. Meanwhile, they don't know how miserable you are. So that's all I'm saying. Stop living your life too because you care what other people think or what your friends think or what this, that, and the third. Don't worry about that. Everything is not just about looks and what a person looks like. If that person doesn't make you happy, those looks are not going to matter. You're going to be miserable. I mean, you are. And so you just got to look deeper than that. And so I just feel like a lot of people are really waking up, though, to the fact that this is not it. This is not the way to go. I mean, at least I hope people are. Because I will tell you, for me, I am definitely on this thing where I'm just like, I don't have any room or time in my life for any BS. I don't. Like, if you can't come, I only want to be around real people, people who are, and you will be able to tell, because people are going to say, well, how do you know someone's real? And how do you know all of this? And because you can just tell when you're in people's energy, you need to pay attention. Like, you know, when you're talking to someone, if they're just a talker, you know what I mean? Like, if they're just saying all kinds of stuff, because there's some people who just talk, but you never see any kind of action, any kind of forward movement, any kind of anything. You know what I mean? All they do is talk, but you never see them doing anything or going anywhere or anything happening. Or they just, when you talk to people, you just, at least I do, you just get these vibes. You can tell. It's hard to explain, but you just have to know and you have to feel it. That's why energy is so important. But then there's some people and you just talk to them and you enjoy being around them. You love having these conversations with them. It's just always a good time when you see them. You know, I want to be around people like that. I need authentic, genuine, real people. And I just don't have any room in my life for anything other than that. I don't. I really don't. Because I don't even want to waste my time. I'm not trying to put anybody down or say people are less than me or any of that. That's not what it's about. But it is just that I'm very intentional with my time, my personal time. I don't want anything in my space that is not benefiting me. Because why? I mean, for what reason? Why do I want to waste time with someone that I just either I don't have a good time with them, or, you know, if you're in a relationship, you're not happy. All you do is argue, or you just, you know, nothing is going right. You're not, when your person is supposed to be your peace. They're supposed to be the person that you can't wait to talk to. You can't wait to see, you know, you feel at such ease when you're with them. You feel at peace. Even if you guys are just there and you're just watching a movie together, you're not even doing anything. You're just together and you're just chilling or whatever. And you're just, you love to be in their company. See, there's some people you just love to be around them. You know what I mean? Because they just have good energy. And you just, like I said, it's just always a good time when you see them. But then there's some people you just don't want to see at all. You're like, oh my God, you know? So you have to use your discernment and you just have to pay attention too. Because a lot of times, you know, people will just ignore. You get these feelings about people, but you just ignore it. And I'm to the point where I'm not ignoring anything. Like if, and then, you know, if you got people who are just, because people really think they're slick. I mean, they do. Oh my gosh. People think they're so slick. They think they can say whatever they want to you. And then it's always, you know, I'm just joking. I'm just this, I'm that. As I've said before, you know, hey, I can take a joke as well as the next person. But what I'm not going to take is your disrespect disguised as jokes. And then you think that I'm supposed to accept it. I'm not. Because trust and believe, people really do that. If you pay attention, there are sometimes some people that you know, people who are always making these little comments, you know, whether it's they will say something and you're like, did they? You know, you have to sit there and think for a minute, but then they're just going to be, oh, I was just joking. And of course, then they're going to tell you that you're too sensitive and you're just being, you know, it was just a joke. And why are you getting so? No, don't let people invalidate your feelings. You know, I've said that numerous times as well. You know what you're feeling and you know what they said and you know they were trying to be shady. So call them on it. So I don't want to be around it because I'm at a place in my life now where I can't hold that back. You know, I've just decided I'm not. Like, if you say something that offends me, I'm going to tell you that it offends me. I don't have to pretend that it didn't. I mean, why should I? You're the one that opened your mouth and said it. So you need to be ready for the reaction. But a lot of people, they don't. And see, that's the whole thing, though. I don't even want to be around people who take me to those places. You see what I'm saying? Like, see, all of that reactive abuse and people pushing your buttons and things like that. So you shouldn't even want to be around people like that. And I don't. I really, really don't. I don't. Like, keep all of your low vibrational energy to yourself and over there because I don't need it and I don't want it. I really don't. I'm at a different place in my life. I'm at a different energy level. I'm vibing high right now, and that's where I plan on staying. And the only people that I want in my life are people who are at that level as well, or at least trying to get there. You know, this is the thing. You know, it's a constant evolution. I mean, you're going to constantly be evolving and changing and growing and healing and whatever else you want to call it. But you at least have to be trying to do that. Like, you just have to see something. But you know, there are some people who just don't. Every time you see them, and every year, year after year, 5 years, you know, they're in the same place hanging out with the same people. They're not trying to do anything different. They're not trying to do anything better. They're not trying to change their life and be a better person. So see, that's why we can't have this consistent love. You know, you can't have it because everyone's, you know, people are so unhealed and they're not willing to heal. They're not willing to get better because you know what? It's going to require work and it's tough. And a lot of people don't like tough work. I'm just saying, I'm serious. People want the easy way out. Hey, would we like for everything in life to be easy? Yeah, but it's not always that way. And so I think for me, things have to matter. If it matters to me, I'm willing to work for it. And if it's going to better me, I'm definitely willing to work for it. See, you've got to decide what's important to you. But so many people are just like, oh, I'm just going to stay right here. This is my safe spot because I just don't want to do that work. And that's really why in a lot of relationships, people ghost people because they know that if they stay in this relationship with you or whatever, they're going to have to put in work. They know that it's going to require a little bit more. You know, I can't just be lazy or be a bum or be whatever. And I can't just be out here doing whatever I want to. This is going to require work. So I'm just going to ghost because that's just too much work for me. Now, this is the person, though, who builds them up, who encourages them to be better, who pushes them, who wants them to. But no, you want to take the easy route. And so you go find someone who's on that same level that you're at, low vibrational. And so you guys are just going to, you know, you're going to be in this low vibration together. You know, no one wants to do anything and no one's encouraging each other and no one's doing anything. You know what I'm saying? It's like people go back to what's familiar. They go back to what they can handle. They go back to what's comfortable. And if that's their thing, then let them do that. But do not let them bring you down with them. You don't stay and try to, because people will do that. You know that that's not who you are. You know that you are a hustler, a go-getter. You are about that life. You know what I mean? Like, you are on your grind. You know that you get stuff done. So if you're with someone who's not like that, they're going to just pull you down and they're going to pull you back and you're going to let them because you're trying to be with them and you don't want to outshine them or you don't want them to think that you're whatever. Don't ever do that. Don't let anybody dim your light. Don't let anybody keep you from progressing. Don't let anybody keep you from just what you know you're meant to do. You know what I mean? Like, and so many times we will do that though for other people. And the thing about it though is you will try to bring people with you. You will try to encourage them. Come on, let's do this. Let's build this together. And they seem like they're all in. But that's what I'm saying. At the same time, they're really not. They will tell you and they will say all of the right things. They will pretend like they're in with you. They will pretend, yes, I want to do this too. I want the same things you want. Let's do it. But at the same time, they're telling several other people the same thing. You know what I mean? They're not really real. they're just lying to each person. And so I'm just, all I'm saying is I think people just really need to, my poor baby, I think people just really need to figure out a way to, like, if you're not ready for what everyone else is ready for, then don't let them go. Like, don't be with the person. You know what I mean? Let them go, because you can't just waste people's time. People need consistent love. They do. They need consistent, stable love. That's what people are looking for. That's what people want. That's what we all want. You know, and no one has time for people to keep playing games. You know, people are trying to do things and they want to grow, and you want someone to do that with. And if you're just not ready for it, then that's fine. No one says you have to be. But all of this ghosting people and then not, you just disappear and you don't talk to people and you don't tell them. You know, I just think that is the cruelest thing, and it is the most childish thing. I really do. I think it's so childish to be in a relationship with someone and then you just ghost people because you don't, you know, I mean, hey, tell them how you feel. Tell them what you have to say. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You could at least do that, but you don't have to just disappear. So you spend all of this time with someone or whatever, and then all of a sudden you're just, oh, I'm out. I mean, how cowardly is that? And really, I mean, that's just how I feel about it. It's really a cowardly thing to do. You know, be man enough or woman enough or whatever to tell the person, at least just tell them you owe them that, all the time that you guys spent together or whatever. Now, I know a lot of people are like, well, what, you know, if it's only been a little while and we were dating, but then I didn't really like it. Okay. But the thing about it is still, you still don't really have to ghost people. You can just say, look, this is not working out for me. It's okay to say that. See, I don't understand when it just became okay not to talk to people. Like, how did we get to this place where, like, we just don't communicate with people? Like, I don't want to communicate. I'm just going to ghost you. I'm just going to disappear. I'm going to block you on everything. I'm just not going to talk to you anymore. Do you know how detrimental that is and how hurtful that is to someone? I mean, really, it is. It's very hurtful to people. And you should not do it, because you wouldn't want that done to you. But I will tell you something. I just think people more and more, they're just not, they don't care. It's like everyone is just in this energy of, you know, I'm doing me and I just don't really care. And it's all about me and I don't care who I hurt. And I don't, but you need to understand that karma is going to spin that block. It is. I'm telling you, you cannot continuously keep putting out negativity into the world and think that you are not getting something. That boomerang is coming. It is. And it may take a while, but it's going to come. Trust and believe. And I don't care where you go. I don't. It always has the right address and it's going to find you. So do not think that you get through life just, I'm just going to, and, but then they don't understand why their life is just a total mess all of the time and why it's in total chaos all of the time. Why do you think? It's how you live your life. So consistent love, that's what we need. We need consistency. We need you to show up. We need you to be the person that you said you were. That's the main thing. Be the person that you say you are to people. Seriously, you know, I talked about this before and how your word matters. What you say matters. So when you say something to people, people trust you. They believe it. And so if you just go around lying to everybody, you're saying things, but you're a liar. You're just going to get this reputation as untrustworthy and no one's going to like believe anything you say. And it's just, you know, it's just like the boy who cried wolf. There's only so many times that you're going to be able to lie about something before everyone, no one listens to you anymore. No one, just no one trusts you. Everybody's going to know who you are. And then you're really going to get eaten. You know, that's it for you. You're canceled. I mean, you know what I mean? And I don't mean that in the way with the cancel culture. I'm not talking about that. You're just, no one's going to believe you. No one's going to trust you. Everybody's going to know who you are and what you're about. That's what I mean. That's what I mean. So it's just, it's about showing up. Just showing up and being the person that you tell people that you are. And it's not hard to be consistent when you're in love with someone. And that entails not playing all of these games, mind games, you know, trying to, oh, and I'm not going to call, like they got to call me and I'm not going to text and I'm not going to this and that. You know, everybody's playing these games because they want to one up each other. Come on, people. Let's have adult relationships. Let's have relationships that are built on trust. And like, if you want to talk to somebody, talk to them. If you want to call them, call them. If you want to text them, text them. And you need for the other person to not be, oh, this person's so needy. No, the person's not needy. The person likes you or loves you. They want to talk to you. They want to hear from you. You know, everybody's into these games. Love has become this game, and we're gonna see who comes out on top. But the objective is for you both to come out on top. That's what love is. That's what coming together with another person is about, for you both to come out on top. But people are so worried about competition. They're having competitions in their relationships, trying to one up each other. And I'm not gonna call them, they better call me, and I'm not gonna say I love you, they need to say I love you, or whatever. I mean, you have all of these things going on when you should be able to, if you want to say I love you, say I love you. If you want to text the person throughout the day, text them throughout the day. And the person shouldn't be like, oh my God, they're so clingy, they're so needy, they're texting me all day. You should actually be happy. You should be glad. But a lot of people are like, oh, what are you doing? You're trying to keep tabs on me. You're trying to find out what I'm doing. See, those are the toxic relationships. Those are toxic. And that's people. Those are also people who they know that they're doing something wrong. You know, a lot of times people who know that they're doing something wrong or that they shouldn't be doing, those are the ones who get all upset and offended. And, oh, what are you trying to do? Keep tabs on me. And you're trying to. Love is not about any of that. It's really not. And it's so sad nowadays that people just don't know what real love is. I mean, people just don't. I feel like it's getting lost. You know, that feeling of really being in love with somebody. And I will be honest with you, there's a lot of people who don't know what that feels like. They really don't. Because they don't, what they call love or what they think is love is half the time it's lust, or it's just, but it's not real. It's not that real feeling that you get, like if you've ever really been in love with someone. And I feel sorry for people who will never experience that. They don't know what that feels like. They don't know what that means because they just don't have they can't do it. They can't give it. But, you know, you can go get help. You can go to therapy. You can talk to someone. You can try to figure this out. Like, you don't have to stay damaged or broken, but it's going to require you to do that. And I will say, I commend a lot of these people that I see online who are narcissists or whatever, and they have gone to therapy or they're still in therapy, and they're actually sharing their experiences, and they're talking about, you know, the help that they're getting and what drove them to get that help. And a lot of them will say, though, you know, it's just you get so tired of this mask that you have to wear. You get so tired of pretending, and you get so tired of all of the drama, because a lot of those relationships are just filled with drama. And unfortunately, that's all some people know. Like, they don't know any other kind of love. That's why you can be with someone and they are just used to toxic, crazy love where all they do is fuss and fight and argue and all of these things. And so then they get with a person who is very calm and who's like, look, I don't do all of this crazy stuff. And they're just very stable. You know, they don't know how to handle that because they're like, what's going on? I'm just not used to this kind of love. You are too calm. This relationship is too peaceful. It's too easy. It's not this. And then they run back to what they know, which is so sad. It is so sad. I mean, that's what you're used to. That's what you like. That's what you relate to. And truthfully, that's really what a lot of people do. They truthfully don't know how to handle a loving, stable, kind relationship where there's no drama and the person is just trying to love them. They don't understand that. I've told you many times, it's like, what is this? It's so foreign. They just don't get it because that's not what they saw. That's not what they know. And it's not what they've ever felt. They don't know how to deal with it. And it's sad. It breaks my heart to think that some people really will never know what love feels like. I mean, you can if you're willing to do the work. But I mean, if you've just really never felt love like that and it scares you that much, that's awful. Because, I mean, I just think everyone should know what love is everything. It really is. I don't care what anyone says. Love is everything. It really is. Yes, it can take you through some ups and downs and sideways and every which way but loose. It can. I get it. But love is everything. And when it is genuine and real and pure, it is the best thing. I mean, it's you can't even describe what it's like. And I get it. I get that, you know, it like I said, that you have this other side of it. But see, at the same time, I'm always trying to tell people that love doesn't hurt, though. It's not love. People are like, oh, love sucks or love hurts and love this and love that. It does not. Love just is. Love just is if you let it be. Love is. The things that hurt and that suck and all of this are the actions of the people who are in these relationships who say they love each other. That's what hurts. That's what hurts. It's not love. Love will never hurt because love is. It just is. And so love doesn't hurt anyone. But the people who are in these relationships who don't have the best of intentions for people, that's what hurts. That's what hurts. And that's what makes it difficult for people. That's what it is. So it's not love at all. So just try to find you some consistent love. Try to find a person who is healed. And if you can't, just stay by yourself. It's okay to be by yourself until that person comes into your life, until that person shows up for you. But don't just settle. Don't just take anything. You know what I mean? Don't just say, oh, I don't want to be alone. You know, I don't want to be lonely. I don't want to be by myself. So I'm just going to accept whatever. You deserve more than that. So take your time. And if you have to stay alone, then you have to stay alone. You know what I mean? So just look for some consistent love, because these relationships, this toxic stuff, it is so over. You know, it's so done. People aren't on that anymore. People don't want, and people are willing to stay alone. That's the thing. And I'm very happy about that. I mean, you're willing to stay alone until you find what you need. People are just saying, I don't want to be in this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. You know, this so-called struggle love, as they call it. No one wants that. We're not trying to go through all of that. We're ready for the real love, the good love, where we get to celebrate and we get to be happy and we get to be with someone who, we get to be with someone who understands us and gets us, and you know, it's happy. You're building together. You're loving together. You're creating a life together. You know, no one wants to always have to be, okay, let me check up on you. And you know what? You shouldn't have to babysit people. You shouldn't have to play detective, you know, and all of these things. No one's going to do all of this stuff. I should not have to play detective about a person who said that they loved me. You know what I'm saying? To check and see if you're talking to someone else and you're always hiding your phone, or your phone's always turned off when you're around me, or whatever. You're not introducing me to people that you know, and just all of these things. You know, people are just always want to get over. It's like, why do you want to get over on people? You have to figure out, like, if you are that type of person who is just always trying to get over on people, like, yeah, I'm going to talk to this person, but I'm also going to be talking to this person. And, you know, you ghost and then you leave for a little while and you come back and all of these things. Like, why are you doing these things? You need to figure out why you want to just always be somewhere trying to get over on people. Like, for real, figure out what it is inside of you that makes you want to be that type of person. Because as I said, we all get to decide what kind of person we want to be and how we're going to show up in this world. You get to decide that. And so decide to be a good person. Decide to be the best version of yourself that you can. And I get it. It's work. No one's saying that you got to be there overnight. It may take a while to get there, and that's okay. But do the work. Do the work. You know, take the time to actually do the work. Don't just sit there and just continue to be the type of person that hurts people. And you think that that's funny, or you think that it's whatever. You think you're being the man or the girl, woman, whatever. You know, it's not cute, because I promise you, it will come back to you. It will come back to you. Because maybe one day you will meet someone that you're truly in love with and that you truly care about, and you will want to have a relationship with them. And then they're going to do the same thing to you that you've been doing to everyone else. And it's not a good feeling, but that's karma. See, sometimes that's your karma. You get back what you put out into the world. So just, if you can't provide consistent love, then just leave people alone. Just let them be. I mean, unless you're upfront with people and you tell them exactly what you want, exactly what you can give. And if they're willing to accept it, then that's on them. I get that. But when you lie and you pretend that you want something that you know that you don't really want, that is deception. It is lies. It is betrayal. And you have no right to do that to people. You don't, because you don't have to be in the person's life. You can just leave them alone and save them so much damage. And a lot of people will say, well, either way you go, you're going to get hurt. Okay, but let me tell you something. Wouldn't you rather just get hurt in the beginning? That may be true. But would you rather someone waste 5, 10, 15 years of your life and then leave you after they've caused all of this damage, of course, and completely destroyed you? So you just want to stay. Because a lot of people say, well, if they leave, I'm going to be hurt. And if they stay, you're going to be damaged. So pick your hurt. Pick what you want. You can get over the hurt. But when you are damaged, and sometimes it's beyond repair. Sometimes people will just give up and say, look, I'm done. I don't ever want to love again. I don't ever want to be in another relationship. I don't. And you should never allow someone to take love away from you, your ability to love. Please don't let people take that from you. And I know that it's hard. I understand that you get out of these relationships and you're just like, I'm done. Because you go through so much in some of these relationships that you just don't think you can even put your heart back out there to even. And that's fine. You know what? Because maybe you do need to take time and just stay alone and heal your heart and get better. But you will love again. You know what I mean? And that's the kind of damage that I don't want someone to do to you, to where you're thinking like, I just don't want to love again. I'll just stay by myself forever, whatever. See, and that's what they want. You know, another thing that I need for people to understand, please understand that that's actually what some of these people want to do. Narcissistic, toxic people, some of them, that's what they really want to destroy you. So understand that. And that means I'm going to do the most damage that I can do to you. And that means I want to get you to a place where you don't ever want to love again. They actually want to take that away from you. They do, because they don't have the ability to do it. They don't have the ability to love people the way that you do. So one of their number one goals is to try to destroy that. They literally want to destroy your ability to love. They don't want you to love anymore. And so that's right up their alley. If they get you to a place where you're just so broken down and you're so just disillusioned, where you're just like, I don't want to, and you're just miserable and you're home alone and you just, they win. And they know that. And that's what they want. That makes them happy. Don't give them the satisfaction. Do not. Even if they have you down, you let them know that you're not down for the count, though. You're not out. Anybody that counts you out can't count. Do not let people count you out. Don't. And do not give them the power to destroy you. And more importantly, to destroy your ability to love. Because that's what they want to do. They are so miserable on the inside. They are so void of being able to love people and really care the way that you do. So they want to take your ability away as well. Like, I don't want you to, I can't love. So why should you be able to love? And they know that you're a good person and you have a good heart. And they want to take all of that away from you. Don't let them. Don't let them. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to yourself to love, to be loved, and to have a consistent love. And don't settle for anything less. Have a good one.